That's on the road, on highway,
I think it's 231 south.
231, 51 state, about midway between Highway 10 and Rensselaer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the, I'm going down to interview a man named in that general area.
Walter. I know him.
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to see him tomorrow sometime, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd be from that area, mm-hmm. the Aix area, in that township.
I guess Aix was so obvious. I really wasn't sure. I had a colleague that I guess was used to. Well, I wasn't a colleague. This was when I was a graduate student. And he used to go commute, I guess, from Princeton to Washington, working in the library in Washington. And he'd go through this little town in Maryland called Havredegrace, which of course is Havre de Grace. But he'd go through there. I guess he moved to Charlottesville. It's this little town near there called Crozet, which I guess it's the home of Morton Frozen Foods or something.
I see.
But there is pronounced it Crozet, and of course it's Crozet.
The only thing that's there to mark the spot where Aix is a church on the east side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a grocery store there on the same side, and a one-room school on the west side, just immediately west of that church across the highway. But the church is about the only thing there that marks the spot now where Aix used to be.
Okay, because that's a trouble, really, when you see these names on the map. It's really hard to tell,
mm-hmm.
you know, how big a town is. Like Des Mottes is considerably bigger than one would have thought. So Aix is not exactly... All right, that explains why I couldn't... I actually had a little time, so I drove down there just to try to get the lay of the land down there. I was having trouble getting oriented, but that explains it. Is Highway 14 where the Texaco station is?
Highway 14?
I couldn't find a...
Highway 14 is south of Rensselaer, about 6 miles, isn't it? It's just a little farther south from Aix, about a mile or so farther south from Aix.
It was still north of Rensselaer, though, wasn't it?
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 114 goes through Rensselaer,
mm-hmm.
east and west direction.
I see.
Now just near Aix, a little east of there, is an old cemetery that has the only Revolutionary War soldier who was buried there in the county.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be of interest to you.
Yeah, that's... I was trying to think what was happening.
I think that's the old Smith Cemetery, isn't it? I think so.
I was trying to think what was happening in the Revolution out here.
Not very much. You see, this area of the state, the first settler that came to Jasper County settled in another township south of here, Gillam Township,
mm-hmm.
came in to that area in 1832,
mm-hmm.
and that was 16 years after Indiana became a state.
Mm-hmm.
And then the northern part of the county was settled yet later than 1832.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess even Chicago has. I guess 1819 is the date on the, or is it 1826? I forget. There's a date on the city seal that you see all the time. When it was Fort Dearborn and when it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you get into that, into the history of Chicago even?
No.